Let's talk about The Larry Sanders Show, episodes 16 and 17 of season 3, Arthur's Crises and End of the Season.
Man, a couple of weird shows.
Arthur's Crises being Artie having an affair and Larry worrying that he's going to be lured into another job, which then caused Artie and Larry to argue with each other and then Artie to say he's going to leave, but he doesn't really because he's loyal to Larry.
Yeah, that one was, it was fine weird. Paranoia in the office, everybody thinking that there's a disaster looming, finding out that there's not. It was a bunch of, a little bit of a Three's Company kind of situation.
Comedy of errors.
Yeah. In general, we've talked about this, I tend to like it more when Artie is basically God and infallible. We get less of that in this episode. We get him kind of running around and being weak.
I think it's good to show him like getting drunk on salty dogs every once in a while. It's fine to have him like weak and to having an affair. We want Artie to be a deep character. So I'm cool with this episode, but I also prefer it when Artie is unassailable.
To be honest, I hadn't really realized this until just now. I like it when Artie is Rick from Rick and Morty, where he's godlike. And, you know, let's say he is, you know, blasted on salty dog, but then all of a sudden he needs to do a thing and he just suddenly snaps too and then performs. Like that's the moments that I like a lot from Artie. But it's fine. This is their story and they're telling a realistic depiction. I have no doubt that this is based on something or other, but how crazy was the second of these that Roseanne,
oh my gosh,
in the early 90s was kind of America's real mom, and with the subject of it being a pill addiction, which is a little bit weird that
out of nowhere,
it's the fake reason that he left last season and now it's the real one. My guess is they just went through the gamut. They're like, well, Artie's on the booze, so it can't be booze, and you know, cocaine wouldn't be out of character for him and can't
well,
be heroin.
But have you noticed they've been seeding this idea?
Yes, they have.
They've
made jokes. Well, in fact, at the end of season one, doesn't he say, make a promise, no more red wine and Xanax or whatever? They've indicated that he dabbles.
Like he said he had a pill problem, but he was also taking pills, but it wasn't a problem. And all through this season, they've been like, oh, I took the pills out of your desk. And Lara, where are these pills at? So I kind of felt the pill part of the problem was earned. The Roseanne part of the issue was really, really interesting from a historical perspective, because like you said, she's America's mom, and also being transparent and likable about the fact that, like, hey man, I've struggled with addiction, so I'm here for you. I understand.
And also she's the one guiding him through the correct terminology for in making him own his problem. Also, I do feel like it's a little bit weak on showing him any of the down, much like the drinking buddy one. You know, they just said he's an alcoholic. They don't really show us much of the realistic depictions of any of that. But I don't know that belongs in Larry Sanders. I mean, just saying it.
That's probably why
enough.
They didn't do it. They're like, we need to keep it somewhat of a comedy, right? It's not a very special episode.
So how far do you think the romance goes between the two of them?
I actually spoiled myself on that looking at the description of episode one of season four, which is named Roseanne's Return.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I assumed it just went nowhere immediately because there's no room for that.
I don't know more than that. We'll find out when we watch the next episode, I'm sure, more about that story. But obviously, I don't think they're bringing on Roseanne as a major character. For Larry Sanders, they wouldn't have the budget. They could only afford a few guest appearances. But
oh
this
my God,
is
that's
gonna
right.
Be...
That's back when it was making all the money in the world.
I mean, remember the crack that she makes is like, I'm a top 10 unless that Frasier show does anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's she was a powerhouse.
Mm. Man, weird.
And they got her for two guest appearances so far. And by the title of the first of episode of season four, it sounds like they'll get a third.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we like this season in general? This is the one, this began in Montana, didn't it?
Yep. I believe so.
Yep. This was him fishing and, you know, kind of hiding out. It was fine. It gave me enough of the Larry Sanders jokes and feelings that I love. Not my favorite season, though.
Yeah, I agree. Although we have seen a bit of growth. What's the name of the head writer? Phil? Is that right?
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, so we see development there and...
Janine Garofalo's character has got more lines and more plot lines. So does his assistant.
Still haven't done enough with her.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, in the first of these two episodes, I thought the most interesting plot line was the Clint Black stuff with Hank's assistant wanting to sing and all that stuff and the three side.
Darlene finally got like a substantive arc here.
Yeah, I did find it a little bit unbelievable that Larry couldn't even decide how many songs Clint Black should do at the beginning of it. That was a bit hard.
I did find that believable because it seems like a very simple decision, but having put together rundowns, I know that decision affects everything else in the rundown. And everything in the edit and how the sound mixers are going to arrange things and turn things around. And if I were Larry, I would be like, yeah, I don't want to make that decision. I don't know what effects that's going to have on the rest of the show because I don't want to look at the rundown and I don't want to figure it out.
Yeah.
He's never been asked the question before. Like, it's one of those things where subconscious, like we see it all the time where he's talking through musical acts on the show. So he might not know how many song slots people normally do, right?
Did you know that Clint Black went to the same high school as I did? He went to Katy High School.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, Katy, Texas. I like that Clint Black thing. I like the Darlene thing. I don't think we get Darlene next season. I think she's gone, but
question.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure about that. I keep calling her Larry's wife. They were just partners. They were not husband and wife.
Right.
But they do break up during this season.
You miss her?
Yeah, I kind of have grown to like her. Like, she's got a personality. She's not just set dressing anymore like she was in the first couple seasons.
Interesting. I don't know.
I think there could be some interesting ways you could go with her, potentially.
I will say, though, like, keeping that in mind as I've watched the last few episodes, I kind of thought that Darlene was written especially ditzy. Like, I know that she's kind of got that airhead vibe, but I think this episode, or specifically the Arthur's Crisis one and one of the ones last week, I was just watching it and thinking, like, man, if I was her and I was being given those lines and I was, you know, the fiance of the guy with the name on the marquee, I'd be like, what the hell is he trying to say about me? Or, you know, what is really my portrayal here?
I mean, who knows what happened behind the scenes? I mean, I have to imagine that there is some kind of cooperation and agency in there.
Any other thoughts on the last two episodes of The Larry Sanders Show season 3?
I'll be really curious to see if in season 4 they take any hard left turns, because season 3 really felt like more of the same. It's the first time that they kind of tried on some twists, but none of them really especially bit me. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it just needs to be Gilligan's Island and it's the same adventure every week.
Yeah, I would like to see it grow and get a little depth for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this before. I know that later in the run stuff happens, or you know, the tone or the kind of the overall little narrative bits kind of change here and there. But so far, it feels like we haven't hit that point yet.
Yeah.
That's The Larry Sanders Show, episode 16 and 17 of season 3. And that's Spoiler in Time. Next week on Spoiler in Time, if I'm right, we'll be talking about Rick and Morty and What We Do in the Shadows.
Finally.
And The Larry Sanders Show.
Oh, all comedy.
Spoil you then.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.